So California Congresswoman Maxine Waters was egged on by MSNBC anchor Chris Matthews to explain why Trump's presidency was not legitimate.
Is Trump going to be a legitimate president of the United States, actually president of the United States?
No, absolutely not. And I think when John talked about him being illegitimate, he really was talking about the fact that the questions are still out there about whether or not the Russians did play a role in determining what happened in our elections. And also,
you want to determine what happened in your elections? You are a repugnant party. You stand for repugnant things. Even though you dress all of your shit, your internal shit up with this candy coating, okay? You are a repugnant party, and you were exposed for being such, okay? You were being exposed for it. There was no lying there. You were exposed for the race baiting, profiling, conniving, media colluding bunch that you, election stealing bunch, anti-Semitic bunch that you've ever had, that we've ever got the pleasure of watching go down in flames. And you saddled the responsibility of winning the election, a repugnant bunch that you are, saddled that responsibility onto the shoulders of one of the most flawed, one of the most ill-prepared, even though you say that she was the most prepared. Never before have we seen a candidate that was ever more ready for this post, ever more equipped with experience for this post than the influence-peddling Hillary Clinton. And she went down in a ball of flames. Went down in a ball of flames, and thank God for it. Thank God for it. Let's go back just a couple of seconds so I don't miss anything that this Muppet has to say.
Actually president of the United States or not.
And Chris Matthews looks a little bit more sober than he usually is, slurring.
And I think when John talked about him being illegitimate, he really was talking about the fact that the questions are still out there about whether or not the Russians did play a role in
Do you play a role?
What happened in our elections, and also
you know what? Who cares? How many times do we have to say it now? Of course, on MSNBC, Maxine Waters knows that she's speaking to the lowest functioning single-cell organisms the country has in its ranks who own a TV. Okay, she knows that she is, all of them, Hillary Clinton, all of them, they speak very slowly and they say things very deliberately. Did the Russians play a role? It's like she's talking to three-year-olds. Because, of course, a three-year-old doesn't need to be told the nuances of it doesn't matter if the Russians played a role, baby Ruth, because there's nothing here. There was no lying that went on here. Hot-blooded Americans walked up to the election booths, okay, and they cast their votes with real information in hand. Real information. Who cares what it came from? Who cares?
I think John was talking about there are going.
Of course, and I refer to him as John because I want you to know just how much of an amazing close relationship I have with civil rights icon John Lewis, which of course that is his entire first name. Okay, I don't know anybody aside from her right now saying John. I don't know anybody who has said, referred to John Lewis without first saying civil rights icon John Lewis. It's his whole first name. Makes you wonder what his last name is.
Going to be more investigations to determine whether or not Trump or his advocates, people associated with him on his staff in the campaign, whether or not there was some collusion, whether or not there was exchange of information, whether or not they were strategizing together.
Oh, it's almost as if you didn't know she was talking about the Russians, you would think that she was explaining all of the things that we read in the emails from WikiLeaks. You would think that she was talking about the collusion between the media and the DNC. And you would think that she was talking about the feeding of information from Donna Brazile at CNN to Hillary Clinton and her campaign so that they knew what questions were coming out of the debates. You would think that if she wasn't talking about this ridiculous Russian narrative that won't go away, that she was talking about all the things we read about her and her party in the WikiLeaks. You would think that that's what she was talking about. It's almost to a T. It's like a carbon copy of everything we learned about her comrades. You'd think that she was talking about the leaks.
Well, here's what I'm trying to get to. If we discover that Donald Trump or his advocates played a role in
advocates
helping to devise strategy, if they're the ones who came up with crooked Hillary, if they're the ones who came up with she's ill, something's wrong with her energy.
If the Russians came up with crooked Hillary, it is such a Donald Trump thing to say. To think that the Russians were like, you know what would be good? Tell him to say crooked Hillary. Come out. They market tested, you know, what sound like it. And he's like, yeah, that was good. Yeah, I'll use it. Yeah, where'd he get little Marco from? Hugo Chavez? You fucking idiot! You're an idiot! Oh my God, our tax money, our taxes pay people like her. Oh my God, taxes pay her. She eats because of us. Let's just move on. And Max, you're right. Hillary's number one donor was the Saudis. And oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Russians like, hey, oh, question her health. Was it the Russians and Donald Trump that made her pass out, stumble all over the place, not be able to get up a small flight of steps without the help of two burly Secret Service agents or whoever the hell they were, personal bodyguards? You think we needed the Russians to look at Hillary when she has fucking alien globules coming out of her mouth falling into water? The water that she's drinking? Oh, my, we needed the Russians to think that something was wrong with Hillary? They threw her into the back of a van like she was a piece of cod.